Everything's running smoothly.
A wonderful Monday morning to you. My name's Hartzell. That's Pete. This your KC Morning Show. All right.
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan here.
Is it, though? Isn't it, Peter James Jamal? That's pretty good.
You're just waking up in Kansas City, Missouri. We're in the mid-30s, but it's going to heat up.
Oh, yeah, it sure will.
We actually have a high of 60 today, a low of 33, and the highs this week will be 63, 65, 50 on Christmas Day, Wednesday. High of 65, low of 42.
Oh, I love that so much.
We could celebrate the best kind of Christmas, and that's Christmas with your shirt off.
Ooh, shirt off with the swing off.
Hump day Christmas, no shirts necessary.
I hate white Christmases.
Global warming's great.
Big fan of climate change. Climates are changing. What's the deal with the climate?
It's, do we want icebergs or do we want to be warm? What polar bears?
Yeah, so I will take all of this because I don't care what anybody says. You know, this last weekend it was pretty nice too. We had like 50 degrees, 55, and everyone's freaking out. Oh, it's so nice, shorts weather. I go to Walmart, shorts everywhere. Fellas, enough. It's December still. I mean, don't be an idiot. So everyone,
you're saying no shorts no matter what the temperature is.
No, it's pants.
60 degrees.
Season.
You could make a case.
No. That's where I'm getting to. 60s in December is not 60. That's a lie. It's fool's gold. I don't care. You walk out, it's 55, feeling great. No. That's like a December 47. Not into it.
Some dudes just want to let it hang out, man.
I mean, I understand.
You're being a buzzkill.
I get that. Don't get me wrong. I get it. The power to let it fly.
I think it's more of letting it breathe. Get some airflow in there.
Don't let it freeze.
If you can manage shorts right now in late December, entering January, this has been the most mild winter we've had in a long time, I feel like.
You're probably loving
There's no more comfortable outfit that I wear than around the house. Put on a little comfy socks.
Oh, tell me about it.
Then I throw on some b-ball shorts, and then you wrap it up with a sweatshirt. Sweatshirt and shorts. Comfy socks around the house, nap city. Give me an Ambien, and I'm pumped.
No, just kidding. Oh man, we took a turn. How's your weekend, my friend?
Weekend was good.
Celebrated a Chiefs victory last night. You were working,
right? Big. Yeah, everything sort of built up to the Chiefs game Sunday night football. We'll talk about that in just a second. But bottom line is, Chiefs get another victory. They are now 11-4. One game to play before the NFL playoffs.
Pretty
good. Kansas City's pretty excited.
Pretty good at football and all of the stuff. Anything else besides sports? I mean, we had, what'd you do on Friday? We had the show. I thought it was a pretty good show Friday, to be honest. Thank you, Kansas City, for downloading and subscribing and telling your friends, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I laid low on Friday. Went out with some friends on Saturday. It was a pretty low-key weekend for the most part. And then all, like I said, built up to Sunday, NFL Sunday. It's busy for me as we prepare the website and the radio show at Entercom, as you know. 610 Sports Radio.
Such a seamless transition when you bring out. Do you have a name for that character?
What's that?
That radio guy, what's his name?
Radio Henry.
Okay, Radio Henry, huh?
Just made that up.
Radio Free Henry, I'm a big
fan. Did you call me, Hartzell? I'm right here. Radio Henry.
That's you know what, now you put it like that, that's perfect.
Thank you.
That is spot on.
Go away, Henry.
I went bowling for the first time in a little bit.
Ooh. Did you get over 100?
Oh, I won.
No.
And I used to be terrible. I still am terrible. I don't know. Something,
you put spit
something
on the
happened.
Ball?
No.
Do you spit on the ball?
I'm trying not to fall. I'm trying not to cross the buzzer line. What's that called? The foul line?
No, I think it's called the buzzer line.
Is that it? Sports is easy. Bowled a 143. Thank you very much. Yeah, man. Went up there, just kind of did a awkward walk. Just
probably
kinda
42 pins, more pins than I thought you'd have.
I use a 10-pound ball. I'm not quite as dainty as
y'all
thought I was.
Were you playing your girlfriend in bowling?
No, it was my boy had his birthday party, my old college roommate, and so all the roommates got back together again, at least Summit's finest, Summit Lanes.
So you went to a birthday party and you stole everyone's thunder. Not surprising.
Yeah,
Hartzell does this regularly.
Yeah. Had some tequila jello shots. Didn't realize that people did that. I thought it was strictly like a vodka deal when it came to the jello shots, like a UV.
Right.
Just college, pretty much, insert college. Tequila Jello shots. Can't confirm. Not a fan.
That sounds disgusting.
Not a fan at all. Just awful.
I wonder if Tequila Hearts would want to hang out with Radio Henry.
I feel like they would hate each other. Mm.
You're going to have tequila while we're bowling? This is a competition.
That's exactly what I think Radio Henry would say. It's true.
Get Tequila Hartzell out of here.
Are you a bowler? Do you bowl?
Do I personally bowl?
Yeah, do you bowl?
I bowled.
You bowled? I feel like that's not your sport.
I bowled. I've sent the ball down the old lane after it's been oiled up. And that thing goes right in the gutter, baby.
Okay. All
filling
right.
up gutters.
Okay. Again, today is December 23rd. I guess this is Christmas Eve for those who do that.
Double Eve.
The old double. Don't forget to slam that double E. Last night was the first night of Hanukkah, the festival of lights.
Put on your yarmulke. It's time for Hanukkah.
I should have pulled that. I don't know why I didn't pull 8 Crazy Nights. That's Adam Sandler track. True. We're Renaissance men on this show.
Yes.
Casey Morning Show.
Feels good to be a Renaissance man. I'm going to invent something today.
I don't think this is a thing so much anymore.
What's that?
When you would have these cartoon episodes where they would explain holidays or even some type of like religious stuff sometimes.
Like Teletubbies.
Teletubbies didn't really touch on it.
Teletubbies.
They couldn't really speak. That's the thing.
Oh, la la. Tiki Wiki.
The deep voice. Why did Tinky Winky have to have a deep voice?
Was that the purple one? Which was that one?
Yeah. Yeah, they were all like, la la bow.
You know how huge that was?
Hey, Tinky Winky.
You know how huge that was even like when we were in college? Like, yeah. That's still a thing. There's groups on Teletubbies.
I was in the perfect age because I had a sister that was 6 years younger than me, and she loved Teletubbies. So I watched a lot of episodes.
Freaked me out, man. Couldn't do it. That baby is the sun. Couldn't do it.
The sun baby.
Didn't love that. But so much of what I used to learn about Hanukkah and Christmas was from Nickelodeon cartoons. You remember this one? Were you a Rugrats guy? I was a big Rugrats guy.
Long ago, in the land of Israel, the Jewish people lived happily with their neighbors, the ancient Greeks. But one day, there came a new king of the Greeks who wanted everyone to be just like him. So a hero stepped forward to challenge the king.
Oh, here he is.
And his name was Judah the Maccabee.
Tommy, what are you doing? A Maccabee's gonna do what a Maccabee's gonna do.
I haven't heard Chucky's voice in a long time.
Wasn't that nice? Didn't you enjoy that? Didn't you love that so much? That was one of my...
Long time since I've watched Rugrats.
About 2 weeks for me. It's on Hulu. Sometimes I like to get a certain kind of way and just hit play on that.
Not surprised by that.
Yeah. They even did kind of like an atheist style episode.
Right.
It was a very progressive cartoon for
early
90s.
Now you just
90s.
Get songs Baby Shark. Do 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 do. Like Where's Noah's Ark? Do 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 do. You know what I mean?
Congrats to you, MKC. I saw last night a last second win. 3 points from Jashire Hartnett. 78-75, a last second 3-point victory.
Rue the f*** up.
We got to go to a game. We got to get to a game.
Stop spreading the ruse.
We're going to get to...
You woke up rue late. Oh, man. And you were looking rutiful that day.
Okay. UMKC. Details at UMKC.com, I'm sure. Other than that, shall we do the news?
This city needs its news.
This city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
What does this city need, Pete? This city needs its mother. Shut your mouth. News. Give them that news, Pete. Break them up.
Hot, dirty, passionate news.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. It's one of our better intros, I think.
Just following your lead, man.
Look at you. That's a genuine pop over there. You really got a little chuckle out of that, didn't you?
Oh, man. That was enjoyable. I like doing that.
I know what you don't like doing. What you don't like doing is what, Pete?
the dirty on a sweaty day.
No, I was going to say impeaching the president. Oh, that's right. What I was going
to
say.
Demanding to be declared innocent in the Ukraine scandal, President Trump is slamming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's decision to hang on to the articles of impeachment while negotiations continue over the upcoming trial in the Senate. The president tweeted, "Actually, they have zero proof of anything. They will never even show up. They want out. I want an immediate trial." But Pelosi appears to be getting in some digs of her own, inviting the president to deliver the State of the Union around the time of Mr. Trump's trial, writing in a letter, "In the spirit of respecting our Constitution, I invite you to deliver your State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress on Tuesday, February 4th, 2020.
Nothing more delicious than congressional tea, am I right? Just so much shade.
Hey,
so
Nancy.
Much little shade.
You fired.
I've never heard you do Trump. I do Obama, you do Trump. We've got 45 and
no,
44.
I don't have enough of it, but...
Funny you talked about presidents.
Oh, no.
I was sitting outside the door.
Oh, here he is. what are you doing outside the door?
15 episodes.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yes, you
didn't
can.
Didn't think
yes,
we'd get
did.
Through one.
I heard President Trump was here.
He was here a second ago. We had to shoo him away. Oh. We knew you were coming.
Peter James Jamal, back to you.
Oh, man, he's gone. I wanted to ask about that Rascal
it's
Sonny.
It's crazy how he just, you know, you turn your head and he just goes away like
thank
that.
Thank you again, Mr. President, for joining our show. What I was going to say is with these impeachment updates, when I hear drops of the Donald and Ivanka, it just reminds me of The Apprentice. I grew up with The Apprentice. Our family, like, really enjoyed that show. And it was
you're East Coast. You grew up.
It was a funny show.
Over there. That
it was a fun show. And, yeah, I just think about it whenever I hear.
Or even I was watching The Office a couple of weeks ago, and The Art of the Deal is in Michael Scott's office.
Yeah. And, I mean, Donald Trump was in Home Alone, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Pop culture crazy, man. Have you seen Back to the Future, too?
Yeah.
Biff Tannen.
There you go.
I mean, President Biff Tannen. How did we get here? House Democrats privately preparing for a trial to begin as soon as the week of January 6th. So we're moving. And by that time, Pete, when we get going in January.
That's 14 days away.
Home stretch, man. You got maybe a month after that. And then I want to say that by February, I think it'll be good. I think by February, we can go ahead and put something else in that number one spot for the news.
Okay. Sounds good.
Don't hold your breath. So back in politics, but not impeachment related, I put on this title, No More Funny Business.
If you're a driver, you've definitely seen them. Those large highway signs that provide traffic alerts. But sometimes those messages have a little bit of humor. For example, here's one posted on the MoDOT Facebook page that says, Columbus Day, discover your turn signal.
I'm taking pictures of them. They're funny. I like them.
Actually, I think it adds more awareness to whatever issue they're trying to push.
I think they're funny because after the end of a hard work day, it's kind of a little chuckle.
But for Missouri State Representative Tony Lovasco of District 64 near St. Louis, he isn't laughing. He recently filed a bill which prohibits the Department of Transportation from using roadside dynamic message signs to convey information not related to traffic conditions, weather, or emergency alerts.
O'Fallon Republican representative, his name is Tony Lovasco, he said that the signs are, and I quote, hideously expensive, and they're being used to make puns about Santa Claus instead of more useful information. Sounds like we got a Scrooge to me.
Yeah, I was about to say,
what's the problem here?
Tony Lovasco sounds like he's about to be visited by the ghost of Christmas past.
Some of the messages include, Santa's coming, have you been a good driver? Treat the roads like a cat video, .. Share it. Clever. Clever.
Hate, double hate, loathe entirely.
Hey, find a sense of humor, Tony. The word of the year from dictionary.com was existential.
That's right.
Clearly, we're going through some things, the little things. We just need the small victories.
That's why they call him Tony the Phony.
You are so right.
We are on the same page today.
Are you traveling? Are you going anywhere for
holidays?
Yeah, I've
got to go from the couch to the fridge, maybe make myself a sandwich.
So what KCI staff really does not want you to do is become that jerk who adds to the congestion by circling and circling and circling around the parking lot. But count on some confusion if it's been a while.
I was expecting to go back around the way it used to be, but no, I told my grandson that we're headed back to Lee Summit.
With new terminal construction, getting to the gate is not as quick as it used to be. For picking someone up, the airport is trying to cut back on the circling. They'd prefer you take the short walk from terminal parking, so they're offering the first half hour there for free.
Little parking hack. on that one. Google Fly KCI coupon if you're looking for some long-term parking deals. I guess they've got a bunch of stuff going on.
They get a free day, which saves you about, I think, $20 or
that's not too bad.
$8 or something like that.
Fly KCI coupon. Google that. AAA anticipates a record-breaking 115 million people to fly this year. Unemployment is lower than previous holidays, so they're saying that's got people deciding to splurge on a flight instead of doing that drive. That's what I should have done. I was going to drive. That drive to New York, Pete, would have been 20 hours.
Yeah, I hate to say this to you, but you're a dope.
KCI itself expecting anywhere between 30,000 and 50,000 people in and out over the next couple weeks. So if you're flying, fly safe. Nothing you can do about it, but hey, just keep telling yourself that. Fly safe. You got this. You'll be fine.
That's it's safer, I've heard. This is a famous thing that everyone always quotes. Right. Safer than a car.
Yes.
To be in an airplane. I'd rather be in a limo. Popping a little bit of the bubbly.
A little bit of the bubbly.
Speaking of bubbly.
Uh-oh.
Are you taking care of yourself, man?
What do you mean?
Well, I know we were talking about how you've been hitting the gym, and I'm proud of you. You've been doing well. But, you know, just it's flu season.
Curls for the girls.
I just got to make sure my boy is good.
Chest for the best.
We are seeing more cases of the flu or influenza earlier this year than we normally do. This is important to note because if you haven't gotten your flu shot, please go get it. Flu is very easily spread from person to person. If you're within 6 feet of a person who has flu, then your risk of getting it is pretty high.
That's right.
So just keep that in mind. Cover your cough,
keep
your hands washed, mm-hmm. and stay home.
6 feet?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm asking, man, because we're about what? 6 inches from each other? I need you to stay well.
I was 6 feet. So Frank Clark, a member of the Chiefs, he lost 20 pounds and was in the hospital with his flu.
Mm-hmm.
I was within 3 feet of him the other day.
You're a goner, man. It's over. It's a wash. It's over for you. You need to go get that checked out. That was from Children's Mercy. There are plenty of shots still available. If you haven't got your flu shot, you should go do that because we had our first death in Kansas City. The patient was in their 60s and had underlying health conditions, so there's still a chance. Maybe there's, you know, there's hope for
coincidence.
Us. Don't bar the door yet. As of December 10th, there were 212 reported flu cases in Kansas City. So wash your hands. Wash your ass.
Not ready for the zombie apocalypse quite yet.
Not quite.
Carl!
And finally, in the UK, I didn't know this was such a big deal. The UK is interesting.
Come on, man. What are you talking about? Of course it's a big deal. I figured bring English Henry in the mix.
Throw it back. You know he's English now.
Well, there's Radio Henry and then there's English Henry. Two different guys.
In the UK, they have this novelty Christmas charts, like in the music charts. It's a big deal. And it's one of the coveted spots is who's going to hit number one. Well, for the first time in a long time, there's a back-to-back winner. And the subject matter...
Back to back.
Now another artist, and I'm not sure they would describe themselves as an artist, but anyway, let's talk to them in a minute. Aladdin Baby is on the cusp of achieving the same feat by singing mainly about sausage rolls.
I love sausage rolls.
Nice. I Love Sausage Rolls is the second novelty Christmas number one by the same artist about the same subject for the same charity, the Trussell Trust.
Oh, wow.
It's excellent.
And
that's pretty good.
It's already sold more downloads than its predecessor.
I quite like being a novelty, a sausage roll novelty. And we've now done something that only the Spice Girls and the Beatles have done. We're this amazing. Weird combination of all of them, and that's amazing, isn't
it? Monster.
Lad Baby, a.k.a. YouTuber and dad blogger Mark Hoyle, and his wife and two sons. They land the big prize in the UK, the coveted Christmas number one single, the second straight year, the Joan Jett spoof for I Love Sausage Rolls. I don't get this.
What the hell is a sausage roll, anyway?
Right? The UK.
What are they doing in England?
I don't get it.
What are you guys doing? We never know what you're doing back there.
Long live the Queen. Lad Baby, last year's champion with the spoof of We Built This City, thus becomes the first act in UK chart history for consecutive Christmas number ones. The Beatles achieved three holiday chart toppers in a row from 63 to 65. Spice Girls did the same. What a crew, huh? What a squad. The Beatles.
Ginger.
Spice Girls. I was a sporty kind of guy myself.
Yeah, of course.
And now Lad Baby. The Spice Girls did it in 1996 going to 1992.
With MLS player David Beckham. Posh.
What a film, too. Spice World, that should be in the archives.
Is that what you like wanted? You really, really wanted?
I'll tell you what I want.
what you really, really want. So,
Lad Baby, that proceeds for it. You would be Baby Spice. Oh, absolutely. I'm self-aware, Spice. Where's that at? Lad Baby's single going to a food bank charity, the Trussell Trust. So that's a good time. So get that wherever you download your Christmas sausage bangers. And with that, Pete, from a little sausage to sports.
So the Kansas City Chiefs, they have won once again. They beat the Chicago Bears on Sunday Night Football. A 26-3 score. Patrick Mahomes, 3 touchdowns in the game.
Yeah, I thought we did a good job as an offense and as a team in general of just taking what was there. Their defense is a really good defense. They have a lot of great players. They throw a lot of different coverages and blitzes at you, and I felt like we did a good job of taking what was there. Whenever we got opportunity to take shots, we did, and then when they got us, we got to try to get the ball to my hand and get it to a guy to make plays in space.
For the second week in a row, the Chiefs' defense only allowed 3 points. They're playing really well at the end of the season, and this is different than previous years because in previous years, the Chiefs were either injured, they back into the playoffs, whereas this year, all the units, every player, it really feels like, is coming on at the right time as the playoffs get underway 2 weeks from now. In this game in particular, there was this quarterback controversy, Patrick Mahomes versus Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, why is Mitch such a baby, man? What the hell?
So in 2017, the Bears traded up to the number 2 position to take Mitch Trubisky. Well, Patrick Mahomes went 8 picks later. So he scores a touchdown in this game, and then this is what everybody's talking about. He starts counting on his fingers all the way up to 10. He was asked about it after the game.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I was just out there having fun. I mean, me and my teammates, we were going out. We had a big score before the half, and I was just trying to enjoy it. I mean, you see me play I play with emotion, and I like to go out there and just have fun with my teammates.
Was that something you thought about during the week that you would do?
No, not at all. Honestly, I don't think about celebrations and stuff like that. I leave that to Tyreek and Kelsey and those guys. And I just kind of go out there and just enjoy the moment. And that's kind of who I am, is I play with a lot of passion, and I like to go out there and just be out there with those guys.
What was the meaning of that count?
I don't know if there's necessarily a meaning. I was just kind of just in the moment and just enjoying it. I mean, we kind of had a big score there with Dustin coming off the rough in the...
Pat, you just got caught, man. It's okay. You got caught being a little shady, and that's fine.
If you watch Patrick Mahomes, and this is the best thing about him, if you watch him mid-game, he'll bark at the other team, he'll flex at them,
he's having fun. He's a kid out there, man. He's having a good
and
time.
And gyrate his hips a little bit. When it comes to the podium, he'll never bury another opposing player or anything like that. So in-game, you get this ultra-competitive, I don't care, I'm going to count to 10 because you guys didn't pick me in Chicago, whereas after the game, he's not going to want to get into that. But the Chiefs now are the 3rd seed in the AFC. Next week,
they play the
Los Angeles Chargers, last game at home. They'll be rooting for the Dolphins because if the Dolphins can beat the New England Patriots and the Chiefs can win, they'll be as high as the number 2 seed. They are likely going to have to play wild card weekend right now. That would be the Tennessee Titans.
All right, now you're saying there's a chance for Miami to upset. But is there really a chance? I mean, they're terrible. They're garbage.
You never know. You get these weird results in the NFL every week, and so you never know. And the Chiefs need to win their game so they don't fall to the 4th seed because you want to keep that number 3 seed. The Baltimore Ravens this week clinched the number 1 seed overall, so the playoffs will run through. Baltimore.
Playoffs. Hey, we had a bet. Did you remember what our bet was last week?
What was it?
We had our Terrell Suggs bet.
Oh, Mr. Suggs.
Our new guy we picked up. How many snaps did he get?
I could check that right now.
You should check that because we had a bet. I took the under on that bet.
What was the final
bet? We were betting because you owe me lunch because you've been late so
15,
many times.
Between 15 and 20 snaps.
And I took the under. I said there's no way he's going to get that many snaps in the first game after, you know, being picked up.
Well, I have news for you, Hartzell. Terrell Suggs, 17 snaps.
Oh, F-bomb. For real? Touche. Okay. Well, that's just, you get a side. So you're still paying for lunch. You got 2 of them now. You're paying for both my lunch because, you know, we're playing that game.
We're double or nothing. We're down to nothing.
No.
You're about to get 4 lunches.
No. Remember, on the record Friday, I said, I don't want to double it up. I said, we'll put a side on the line. So I'll pay for your mac and cheese or something.
You can
like
feed
that.
Me the mashed potatoes.
Oh, yes, I will. It's the choo-choo train. Here he comes. Choo-choo-choo-choo-choo. Open wide. Here comes a cave.
Other relevant NFL scores, the Ravens win 31-15.
I'm never going to do that baby voice with you again. I apologize. That's never happening.
Please do, every time. Big win for the Eagles. They beat the Cowboys. They're in control of the NFC East. The Jets upset the Steelers 16-10. There's a scenario here where the Raiders can get back in the mix here.
I saw your tweet about this yesterday. How they just, they're like.
I'm not even going to read the list for you, but four or five things have to happen.
They're like herpes, man. They don't.
And then all of a sudden, the Raiders will be coming to Arrowhead in the first game of the playoffs. You never know what can happen.
I would love that.
Big college basketball game of the weekend was KU-Villanova. KU lost by one. Villanova junior Jermaine Samuels had a three-pointer with 20 seconds left. Villanova won 56-55. Mizzou beat Illinois in the bragging rights game 63-56. K-State.
Hey, props to Kwanzo. He's turned it around. It was a rough go.
You saw him
it.
Celebrating in the locker room, didn't you?
Listen, it's going to be a rough go. Celebrate the wins. So you know what, Kwanzo? Get that last couple checks in before we end up future endeavoring you in the end of the season.
K-State upset by St. Louis University on Saturday, 66-63. All three teams will play again after our Christmas break next weekend, so not a ton of basketball leading up until then. Christmas has become more of an NBA game or NBA day where there are five different games that you watch.
That's going to be
during
fun.
The Christmas season.
It's going to be a good time.
So that wraps up a very brief and quick sports.
You just didn't show prep last night, did you?
Well, Hartzell. I went to bed at 1 a.m.
I do. I honestly do. Football show. I need to give you more credit because that Sunday to Monday transition for you. Because usually, how long do you guys go after the game's over? So you do the post-game coverage. Is it always 2 hours? Or do you go longer? Sometimes you go shorter?
There's been times
because, I mean, you know, you have things to do. So
bigger games with the calls flowing.
Cut this thing short.
We'll go a little bit later. But, yeah, we did 2 hours.
Who makes that call? Are you boss man?
I am the captain.
Oh, God. You're the captain.
That's right.
Man. Well.
Just like of this show.
Who's going down with the ship? That's my question.
I'll ride this thing to the bottom of the ocean.
I've collected some data. Some raw data.
Data Hartzell.
And some people might even call it a list.
God. You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list.
I know what you're thinking, Pete. You're thinking, you know, it's a short show. There's no way we're going to have time with all the things you have to do this morning to work in a list of Hartzell. You were wrong.
No.
If you thought that, you would be thinking wrong, thinking incorrectly. I have a survey provided by the internet. Forgot the website.
The list of Hartzell brought to you by the internet. Also known as the World Wide Web, you can find out anything here on the internet. Now, back to you for the list of Hartzell.
Thanks, Pete. We've got a list here. That was really well done.
Thank you.
That was a really, really well done list.
A little ad read for the internet.
What kind of person doesn't like Christmas?
Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Humbug.
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 That's a 2-minute loop of people saying humbug.
Tony LaCasto, we've already identified him.
They had to add his voice in. State rep from Missouri. So, I have a list here gathered. What kind of person does not like Christmas? I understand. It's a holiday that, really just the holidays in general. I'm going to go ahead and say this list is kind of more the holidays in general because it's one of those where if it's good, it's great. If it's bad, it's the worst. So, you know, check on your folks. The holidays are rough for some and also, like I said, great for others. But I have here a list of 6,000 Christmas goers were surveyed in this population. Two-thirds of those surveyed in this 6,000-person study said that they're okay with Christmas. In fact, they would say they like Christmas. 16%, Pete, would say they're apathetic. And how many, your math is better than mine, but how many do you think actively dislike it?
Let's see, 1 in 7, it's 77%.
No, it's 15%. Okay. 15% actively.
Well, I couldn't wrap my head around that one. Should have paid a little bit more attention in algebra.
Now, sometimes, as you can probably assume, that religious attitudes are also part of this survey.
Ratitudes.
About 58% of folks who don't love the holidays or Christmas also don't belong to any type of religious affiliation. That's compared to 50% of the population that does identify with a religion on that one. It's page 2.
Little couscous with Jesus. What?
Oh, it's page 2 now. around now of the folks who don't love the holidays, this also might make a little sense. About 46% of them also don't have kids, so that makes sense if you don't have kids. Because let's be real, the seasons of the holidays is more of a that's more for the youths.
Yep.
You know, it's more to see the smile on
the
child's face.
I hang out with my friends who have kids because I can borrow them for a little while. You know, pat their head, say, "Hey, Merry Christmas! What did you get from Santa?" And then I give them back when they have to use the restroom.
So 9% of parents. So the other stat was between just general adults, 36 to 40. 9% of parents don't want to be around kids during the holidays.
Can't blame them.
That seems like a bit of a dissidence on that one. That's your list of Hartzell.
Man, I did not enjoy that.
What? Got another Scrooge here.
Okay, come on. Don't put me with Tony. Should I go into some events quickly?
Might as well.
Today, December 23rd in Kansas City, ugly sweater.
Hold on. You want some music?
No, it's okay.
What?
Ugly sweater.
No music.
Ugly sweater Christmas party at Lakewood Local. So this is in Lee Summit if you want to go to the ugly sweater party. I have no other information. Wait, no. Things are about to get ugly. Break out your tackiest holiday gear and head to Lakewood Local on December 23rd from 6 to 10 p.m. A Christmas party that's sure to jingle your bells. Enter our ugly sweater contest, judging at 9 p.m. for a chance at a $50 bar tag.
Out of the tree of life, ooh. I just picked me a plum. Wow.
I feel like this is pretty good, huh?
Gonna have to get a little eggnog.
Oh, yeah.
Put a little whiskey. And everything Holiday Bricktacular, Lego Discovery Center. That's on Grand Boulevard.
You know, I've seen you in one of these Sinatra fedoras, man. I could see you rocking that right now.
The Rieger Anniversary Bolognese Dinner is tonight, 5 o'clock. That sounds really good.
The best is yet to come, huh?
Group seating 12 to 16 available. I don't even know that many people. I don't know if I'm going to be doing that. Tomorrow, Christmas Eve, if you're looking to do something, Chicken and Pickle in North Kansas City is having an all-day elf marathon. Come in, get in the Christmas spirit on Christmas Eve. We will have an all-day elf marathon.
Are they just
going
to wear? Are you going to watch that movie on repeat?
11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sounds like it.
Or will it be movies involving elves?
You know,
did you do any deep dive in this? A simple follow-up question could have got that answered.
Could be either one of those things.
Oh, is that how that works?
If you have an event we need to know about, please email
us. The journalist of
kcmorningshow@gmail.com. Come the day you're mine.
Come the day you're mine. You timed that perfectly. You didn't do that on purpose, but that was real nice, man.
Your Christmas NBA game, Celtics, Raptors, Bucks, 76ers, Rockets, Warriors, Clippers, Lakers. That's the key one, 7 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, I guess this is it. This is our last.
Pelicans, Nuggets.
This is it before
Friday. I'll see you on Friday.
Before, I guess, do we have a plan for Wednesday?
We are not going to do a show. I'm not going to see you on Christmas.
Oh, what?
As a Christmas gift to me.
Oh, I thought this would have been our little Christmas miracle together.
Well, got to go. It's going to be warm today. Good luck.
You really don't mess around, do you? When you leave, you leave. Anything?
I'm out of here.
Anything? Okay. Well, on that note, because I guess Pete just dropped his mic, my name's Hartzell. That guy to my left, or I guess through the door now, is Peter James Jamal Sweeney. This, your KC Morning Show. We're going to see you in the morning.
The KC Morning Show.